Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with Natalie Zett, writer, actor, photographer, musician, and the author of, now let's get this right, Flower in the River, a family tale finally told. The website, flowerintheriver.com. And I was just on the website looking at the photographs of your great aunt, Martha, who was one of 844 souls lost aboard the Eastman, this river steamer, I guess, that was that turned over a dockside on the Chicago River, and just 19 years old, a beautiful young lady. And also you've got the death certificate there, which is rubber stamped, cause of death, drowned. Just kind of reinforces, you know, the extent of this tragedy, that there were so many lives lost, they actually resorted to rubber stamping the cause of death. So Natalie, you when you traveled to Chicago to try and, you know, find out about the Eastman, the Eastland tragedy and about your great aunt, Martha, what happened?
That's the point, Richard, where things switched from a research project, like every other research project that I did for the newspaper, to something different. And, so as mentioned, the trip from the Twin Cities, if you drive to Chicago, is about 6-7 hours. And I didn't really feel like I wanted to go down there. And for my very first trip to Chicago for this research journey was to look at the cemetery to find the grave. And so I stayed in a hotel halfway, it was a halfway mark, and I wanted to do some more writing. And while I was in this hotel in La Crosse, Wisconsin, things started happening in the hotel. I began feeling uneasy. I began feeling like I wasn't alone, and I was alone. And I just began to sense a presence. And again, it was after my dad had died, and I really was in that state, that deep grief state at that point. So I thought, maybe this is what this is. But I thought, I don't think I'm imagining this. I think I'm with somebody here. And I thought, this is weird. And as the night went on, I was getting ready to get to sleep, because I thought I have to get up early and I wanted to hit the cemetery early. There was this humming or buzz in the hotel, and it kept getting louder and louder and louder. And it didn't sound electrical. And it was just one of those things where it was pervasive. It was inside me, outside of me. I was frightened, but not scared in the way that you're scared for your life. But I thought, what is this? And then, and I turned out the light. I thought, oh, just close your eyes. Maybe it'll all go away. When I opened my eyes just to look what was happening in the dark, it was like shapes were happening. And I thought, oh my gosh. And I thought, either I'm really losing it here or something is really going on. But I thought, oh, just go to sleep. And the next day it was like, it was all over. I was really tired and I headed to the cemetery. Then I realized when I got to the cemetery, that cemetery where my great aunt Martha is buried, it's called Bethania Cemetery in Justice. It's next to everyone's favorite paranormal place in Chicago, Resurrection Cemetery.
Mm.
It's huge. It's huge. People know Resurrection. They usually don't know Bethania. And I didn't know where her grave was. And I parked the car and it was Labor Day weekend. And I thought, oh, gee. And I felt like a fool coming down all that way. And that kind of crescendo high that I had in the hotel room, it's like, oh, maybe I'm onto something. It just crashed. And then there's a way, I think, where when we start to have these supernatural paranormal experiences, we immediately gaslight ourselves. That didn't happen. This whatever. And it's like, yeah. So I was kind of like, you know, beating myself up. And then all of a sudden, I just thought, we're going to find this grave. And I was looking for 45 minutes, couldn't see it. I asked the caretaker if he might have known where this was. He didn't know. I went walking back to the car and I tripped. And I didn't fall, but I was kind of pushed in a direction back to my car. What I didn't realize, and I didn't see it the first time, is I parked nearly in front of the headstone.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, now that one was one of those where I was already tired and insane by that point. And it was really hot, too. It was like early September, rather, and it was hot. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And the headstone, her headstone, on the one side is her name, and it's in German, on the Eastland. It says in English, rest in peace, Martha Pfeiffer, you know, 1895 to 1915. And then beneath that is her baby sister, who died in 1905 of what was called black diphtheria. On the other side are my great grandparents, graves. I get all those graves screwed up sometimes. But so her parents are on the other side. I didn't even know they were there. And so when I stood in front of it, my knees kind of buckled. I didn't collapse in a sort of dramatic, type of, throw yourself on the couch. But I did collapse, and it was like, oh my gosh. And it was that point I came apart. And I thought, what is this? And then when I closed my eyes, it was as if I was almost transported into a living room where they all were, even though I'd only seen photos. And I really, it sounds like it should be comforting. It was really disturbing. And I thought, and it was the loss of control. So if you've ever had that happen, it's kind of one of those things where you kind of have to go with it. I thought, I don't know what this is, but for once, I'm not going to shut it down. So I just started writing immediately. I wasn't thinking of a book. I was just thinking, I've got to write this stuff down because I will go back to St. Paul and write that article and talk myself out of this. I thought, no, this happened.
Okay, so tell when you were transported into, was it the house that she grew up in, or where were you transported, you think?
I'd never been inside the house. I mean, I'd been outside that house. That's another story altogether. I've been outside that house, but I've never been inside of it, but I could see it. I could literally see the, like one of those old frayed Oriental rugs and just sort of this old furniture that I've never seen photos or anything, but I could just see it. I could smell the musty air and everything else. And it was like a nanosecond. It didn't last very long, but it's like, oh my gosh. So I thought, I didn't think of the language that we use to describe these kind of things. You opened a portal, but I thought I certainly opened a door. And I thought maybe this is still going on somewhere. And I'm certainly on sacred ground because not just she and my great grandparents are there, but other relatives are scattered throughout that cemetery. And I thought I'm on holy ground here. And I'm not really, even though I have that theology degree, don't take that too seriously. I'm really not religious because I looked at the stuff and I studied it. And it was one of those things where I thought, oh my gosh, this truly was, it was breathtaking. It was awe-inspiring. And it was kind of an interesting, not like the high you described of the little baby, a bear cub. I can't stop thinking about that little hungover animal. But it wasn't like that. It was kind of like, oh my gosh, I was lifted up out of myself. Ordinary ceased to exist. And it was heightened awareness. And continue, yes.
Well, I'm on the website again, and I'm looking at a photograph of the Pfeiffer home, I guess, on West 23rd Street in Chicago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if does that house still exist?
Yes, it does. It's, as far as I know, it's still there. And that was the one on a later trip I went with a friend of mine who's a native Chicagoan. That's another story. I'll turn off that thing there. So this woman I'd known for years, we went to college together and I'd known her for years, and she offered to take me around take me around and just to, I'm sorry, we're away from the noise here. She offered to take me to Chicago. We went to the house and we were taking photos. She was taking photographs. I was just looking at it and whatever. And she's very much a skeptical person, like very diehard, whatever. We got in the car after she did the photos and we were talking. And I didn't tell her when I was standing there that I was feeling like fingertips caressing my arms. And once again, I thought, just don't talk about this. And she looked at me, she glared at me, and she said, "What was that?" And I said, "What?" She said, "It was like someone was touching me." And I said, "I can't account for my relatives." I said, "I don't know what they do." "You felt it too." And she even called me a couple weeks ago, and she said, "You know," she said, "do you remember that?" I said, "How could I forget that? It's in the book." And that was the other strange thing, our relationship. This woman who was a native Chicago, and her dad was a Chicago cop, she too did a DNA test, and we are second cousins, and I had known her all my life. So there's a lot of weird things, intersections, coincidences that have happened ever since I started messing with this book. It's like a book of shadows. It's like, now what?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
So
are you thinking then that it was your great aunt Martha maybe leading you, nudging you in the right direction and so forth?
Yeah, I do. I experienced it. I can't say I believe it, but I experienced something that surely looks like it. And I stopped fighting it a long time ago. And I have to say that the more I relaxed into it and just said, let's just pretend this is the case, or and then just see what happens. The more I stopped censoring myself, the more I stopped gaslighting myself, that's when the frequency of the coincidences started kicking in. And I was paying attention. I was going really fast. I was writing, doing all these things, but I was also slowing down. And I thought, what does this actually mean? And all the things that we take for granted in life, I was stepping away from and saying, is this really true? Could this be happening? And I thought, why not? All the things that we're in culture to believe about life after death or visitations, and they come from odd places. Either people are so, you know, dug in and believe these things without experiencing them that they make a dogma out of that, or they're so on the other side, the skeptic side, that it's just like, that could never be. And it's like, you want to bet? Of course it can. But what's interesting about this, Richard, is that she came to me and I was not a believer. But as I paid attention to her, she seemed to return the favor. And the more attention I paid, I thought, I'll write this article about you because I feel really guilty that, you know, you're dead, I'm alive. I said, I got to do something for you. And it was almost like there was this repartee or something going back and forth where, and I never have heard an audible voice, I don't, of her, anybody else, I don't think. But I certainly would feel a leading to go to this place or look at this book or whatever, and there would be a message or a song. Something that's...
Give me an example. Oh, I love the interconnection between music and, you know, synchronicity. Give me an example where there was maybe Martha nudged you in the direction of a song or something that helped tell the story.
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. I couldn't put it in the book because of all the copyright stuff. You can't really put lyrics of a song. But I was upset about the Titanic movie. I got over it since. But when it came out again, right when I was researching this, it's like, here we go again, you know, once again. And I was like, you know, kind of pissy about it. And then, but Celine Dion.
In other words, the Titanic overshadowing the Eastland disaster.
And again. And then that CD. And it's like, anytime I turn the radio on there, she was singing that song. It's like just there to taunt me. But there was another song from that album, and I think newer versions don't have it. It's called To Love You More. And it starts off, you know, I'm Eastern European, so the violins, and it's just very moody. But the phrase is, believe in me, and I will let you see all the things your heart needs to know. It kept going over and over and over, believe in me, believe in me. And I thought, I'm not much of a believer, but I'm going to take a chance here. And sometimes it's almost too emotional for me to play it all the time. And I do have to say this too. This happened, she was a real person and everything, you know, associated with it, even though I wasn't there. Every time I go in and, you know, I wrote the book as my mother was dying when I was putting the finishing touches on it. And I got it out late December because I rushed it. Actually, I didn't even finish my last edit. So there's some periods missing in the book. Sorry, guys. But I had to get it out there because my mother had to hold it before she departed this life because it was her history, and I had to get that back to her. But that was part of all this emotion that was going on with this thing. But so I think that my other measure, the music for sure. There's so many songs. I always have a soundtrack to any kind of writing project. But there's also, what has this experience done to me? And it rattled me to my core, but it also brought forth, I think, a better version of me, a more empathic version, a more open version, a more understanding version, and one that is. I think it's easier for me to be, and people come to me and tell me their horrible stories, not because they know about the Eastland, but because there's an openness that I have. It's like, yeah, I'll walk with you. I don't have any answers. I really don't. But I will listen to you the way I listen to my great aunt. And I feel that when I look at that book, it's like some of the sections are like, my God, I'm not that smart. I'm really not an on any given day. But there are parts where these insights came forth because I was willing to be there, but also get out of the way. There's the paradox.
In other words, what Martha, perhaps, I know you don't like to use the term channeling, but you think Martha was communicating some of those passages in the book?
I think so, because I think, you know, for the first part of the book is all about 1800s to, you know, like early 1950s. I mean, I wasn't really around or most of that time. And I thought I had to really, I'm not quite sure how I came up with that, but part of it was listening to my mother's sister's stories about what she remembered. She didn't know Martha. Martha was dead by the time she was born, but she heard stories. And then, as writers do, we start to put things together, and then they come together, and we break them apart, and they come together. But I think she helped me. I've never written anything quite like this that almost seemed like it wasn't that it was effortless. It was very painful to put this thing together. And I have to say, every time I look at that book, and I'm reading the book out loud as I do the audio, it is a traumatic event for me as well to re-experience that. And sometimes I'll just burst into tears and I have to stop recording because it's like the gravity of it hit me, what it did to this family, what it did to my family, what all families, those who went through 9/11, those who've gone through the recent tragedies, what we've all gone through and how we survive anyway. And so there's all these things that happen simultaneously, but is she leading? Oh, absolutely.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.